Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Two Concordia journalism students have launched a one-of-a-kind website which helps student reporters better gain access to information from their universities. The Transparent University Project was started by Marieke Glorios-Streichman, the editor-in-chief of the Concordia newspaper, and Aidan Rayner, an investigative reporter also at the Concordian. It's a website where people can generate and archive access to information requests.
Basically, the idea of the Transparent University Project is that we want to make the result of access to information requests freely available to any student who's interested in them.
An access to information request, or ATI, is a common tool for journalists, but anyone can use it. It is a formal request one can send to a public institution to ask for information that hasn't been published. You can ask for meeting minutes, budgets, contracts, even emails and Slack messages, so long as they don't contain private information. But writing them can be difficult. That's why Aidan Rayner learned to code and developed an ATI generator, which can be used to submit requests to over 100 institutions across Canada.
You don't have to put the full legal name. You can just put Concordia or, for Toronto Metropolitan University, just TMU or SFU for Simon Fraser. And you put in the name of institution and the information you're looking for and the time frame. And it'll generate one that is in the right language that you need it with the associated provincial jurisdiction for information law too, because that changes per province, and the full legal name of the institution, and it's formatted nicely and very clear. You have to put in a time frame, and your information will be there.
Marieke Glorios-Streichman has been archiving the information ATIs get back on the website as well.
So what we did is that we're basically publishing all the ATIs we're filing on our own website, because basically once an access information request is released, that is public information. You can share it far and wide with everyone you know, and it's not a problem, right?
The students were inspired to create the project after an incident in 2023. The Concordian submitted a series of ATIs to Concordia for some projects they were working on, including information on increased tuition and data regarding international students. In return, they got a cease and desist letter from a lawyer, claiming they were using ATIs to harass and pressure the school.
On one side, I'm taking a class learning how to do access to information. On the other side, I'm getting a lawyer sent after me for doing access to information requests in the same institution, right? And so I think it was definitely really disappointing to have that reaction from Concordia.
The Concordian did not back down, and the claims were unfounded. They ended up getting most of the information they asked for. But the experience motivated them to help other student journalists understand their rights to information.
The thing for me is if universities are more transparent with their communities, and that is educators, staff members, and students, and prospective students as well, if they're more transparent to the community, there's a lot more trust.
The duo was hoping to see other campus papers from across the country use their new tool, and they hope to add more resources to it, even incorporating AI.
So the next step would probably hopefully be making it a little smarter with a small language model to be able to infer what type of information people are, or what types of files of information people are actually looking for.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.